going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning, we are spotlighting East Catholic School in the borough of Forest Hills, just to the east of downtown Pittsburgh, my next-door neighbors. East Catholic School was established back in 2012 through the merger of St. Maurice, Good Shepherd, and Word of God grade schools, and is a ministry of those three parishes, as well as Madonna del Castello, St. John Fisher, and St. Coleman. And the school is located on the campus of St. Maurice, right off of Route 30 on Ardmore Boulevard in Forest Hills, where the original school was founded by the Sisters of Mercy back in 1953. And this morning to tell us more about East Catholic School is the principal, David Barr, and teacher, Jackie Fazio. So David and Jackie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
And Jackie and I, it's kind of like a reunion. I used to be the pastor at Good Shepherd and Braddock, 2008 to 2012, and you were the principal there.
Yes.
And so it's really great to have you back here this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad
you and I were on Catholic Education Plus previously with Dr. Ron Bowes. Back in the heydays, many years ago, when I was the pastor and you were the principal. So
yes.
It's like a deja vu already. Well, welcome back to the studio here this
morning.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
And Dave, you are new to East Catholic, so welcome. And you're in your first year as the principal. And you have a diverse background. You've attended both Catholic and public schools, like myself. And you worked in public and vo-tech education. Why did you decide to return to your roots back into Catholic education?
It's interesting. One of the things that you find out in, as being an educator for so long, especially being an administrator so long, is you sometimes you need a change or something calls to you that really gives you that feeling that something's missing. And one of the discussions I had with my own parish priest was having a little tough time, you know, some strenuous times, you know, as being an educator and being an administrator, and had a talk with him, and he looked at me and said, something's missing, and it was time for a change, and really started to look and started to go back to the roots. My school back in the day was Nativity of the North Side, which is long gone, but at the same time, there was always that foundation, and you knew that safety, and you knew that good feeling that you had of belonging, and I think that's one of the reasons that really something pulled me back in to my roots, to my foundation, and going back into Catholic education, and it was almost my calling, per se. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what it felt like to me.
So you grew up Catholic. You went to Catholic schools and then public education. And you kind of taught in public schools, and now you're back into the Catholic education. And I have both a Catholic and public school background. I went to St. Norbert Elementary School and then Carrick High School. So two great schools, great education. But there's just something about the Catholic school system, the morals, the values, just being able to pray. It's just a different atmosphere.
It is. Very, very similar Nativity of the North Side to Perry Traditional Academy. Yeah. So we're two city boys, as we can tell. But it is something about that, to being able to really it's so much better to be able to pray out loud than closing my office door and being able to say a prayer when you're having not such a good day. Or it's nice to be able to sit there with your students and be able to say an Our Father when something's going wrong, or pray to the Blessed Virgin when you really need something. It is a truly different atmosphere, and that family, that sense of belonging that comes with it. And that's what I've really experienced since coming to East Catholic, and the staff has really just welcomed me with open arms, and it's been just an amazing, amazing experience. I couldn't be happier.
That's great. I could see it in your eyes this morning, and it's kind of like, you know, wearing the favorite slippers or a coat or a jacket or a sweatshirt. It's home. You just don't forget your roots, and there's just a special feeling of home when you're in, especially when you're in a new position.
Absolutely. It's something to be said also, too, when you come home to your wife, who you'll be married to for 20 years, and you've been dating since high school, and she looks at you and says, "You're different this year. There's something better about it." And you're able to really be able to enjoy your daughter's activities and so on and so forth. There's something to be said about
your
that.
Your heart's into it. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Jackie, you've worked in education 31 years already. First as a teacher, vice principal and principal, of course, at Good Shepherd in Braddock. And then I remember back in 2012 when we were working to form Good Shepherd, St. Maurice, and Word of God coming together to form East Catholic. You teach sixth grade language arts, science, and religion to the fourth graders and K 5 through health. What makes East Catholic so special, especially your background in 31 years of education?
Yes. It's not that long. actually, when we merged, everyone, of course, when you're in a merge, you're very unsure as to what's going to happen. When we merged, I had my, you know, qualms about it, but when we came together and we were welcomed by such a wonderful staff, the teachers are fantastic, and over the years, we've done nothing but get better. We have such a great faculty, staff, maintenance, it's like one giant family. Our parents are fantastic. We have so many that take the initiative. We actually have two that actually took the initiative to start a service club with the children, and each month they meet with them. And so many parent volunteers that come in to help with that, and anything else we need, we have someone that will pitch in and help, and it's fantastic to have.
So the parents are really service-oriented.
They're fantastic.
And pitch
They're
in whenever they need that.
Yes.
And David, tell our listeners this morning more about the value of Catholic education and why parents should consider it. There's so many wonderful options in the East End of Pittsburgh with public and private and cyber schools. Why would parents consider East Catholic and a Catholic education?
Well, for one, I don't think that you can actually understand what Jackie's talking about until you experience it and what you get at East Catholic. You're really getting a front approach where our teachers are there. You become part of the group. You become part of the family. They invest into you as much as you invest into them. It's truly a wonderful symbiotic relationship of sorts where they come together. They're invested in our children. The Catholic promise of, you know, there is that belief out there of what we believe in, who we believe in, where we're going to be someday. That is our goals, and that is what we want to instill in this, and that's how we want our students to look when they graduate. We want our kids to be not only good citizens, well-educated, but we want to have that moral background, that moral ground that when they go into high school, when they go into college, when they go into the work world, that they have that moral foundation because, let's be honest, they're not going to necessarily have that. 99% of them are not going to be involved in a Catholic job when they get hired someday. Mm-hmm. So you want them to have that background where they can have that and really build upon that as they move forward in life.
And Jackie, East Catholic school students, they regularly score way above the diocesan and national averages in reading and math. That's a wonderful statistic. What are some reasons for the success at East Catholic?
I think when I'm teaching and the rest of the faculty is teaching, we see where the special needs are. Mm. If we see someone is not getting or grasping whatever it is that we're working on, we make sure that they do. And we work as a group where, you know, like Dave said before, we try to give them a good foundation and know also that they can always come to us if they need help, extra work, extra help in a certain subject. And I think just teaching them too that with hard work comes success. And we expect them to work hard in order to arrive at that success.
And David, you opened up a new learning lab at East Catholic with the latest technology. And this is something that's so important for parents and grandparents when they're shopping, so to speak. They want the latest technology for their kids. What are the students using and learning in the lab?
So our middle school students, our 7th and 8th graders, they're all one-to-one on the Google Chromebooks.
Nice.
We have it all the way down. In fact, Jackie's 6th grade class, we've toyed with the idea of giving them also the one-to-one Chromebooks as well. It's at cutoff level. Where do we want our kids to get that at? We also have the goal of the learning lab is to basically give the students exposure to each form of technology. We have an iPad center, 3D printers, Google Chromebooks in their laptops. So they're going to get exposed to each different piece of technology they can. No matter if they go to a private high school, a Catholic high school, a public high school, no matter where they go, they're going to have that foundation to go with them. And they can look back and their parents can say, you know what, this is money well invested. It's state of the art. It's sleek. It's pretty. And it's something that really competes with, and you can't necessarily compete with public schools, but when you have mm-hmm. Propel right up the hill from you. Mm-hmm. I challenge them to show that they have something better that we have at East Catholic.
And that's good. I mean, and for sometimes people think, oh, Catholic schools, it's a private education. They might not have all the bells and whistles as the public schools do or the charter schools because they get the public funding. But Catholic schools are right there next to them with the latest technology, and the kids are well grounded so that they can prepare them for after they graduate from elementary school to go into high school and then later on to college. It's a necessity now that the Catholic schools are right there
It absolutely is. We have to give them that foundation mm-hmm. as they move on. We have to prepare them. If we're not doing that, we're doing them a disservice, and it's really our job to make sure that, you know what, we're better than what's out there and to show them that, and you know what, tie that into the caring environment that you're going to get. You're getting a quality education at East Catholic.
And it's a nice quality balance. You
yes.
get your prayer life, the Catholic teachings and foundations, the morals and values, and then also the regular needed academics that they need to get them prepared for society. That's good. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are featuring East Catholic School in Forest Hills. They are my next door neighbors. And with me this morning is David Barr. He's the principal, and Jackie Fazio, who's a teacher. And Jackie, when we were with the break here, we were just talking a little bit about the upcoming gala coming up, and we'll feature that in a couple minutes. But first, I want to ask you, when you teach students, you not only tell them what they need to learn and how to behave, but you explain to them why it's important. What's your thinking about that? What they need to learn, how to behave, but why? Can you explain to our listeners that?
Well, I think it's all about responsibility. You know, you don't want to just tell the kids you have to do this. And especially with their behavior, if you ask any of my children, they will say that I'm tough, but I think I'm tough in a good way because I always sit them down and explain why I have to be tough. And if I'm not, then you don't learn. But I also tell them all the time, I love you dearly. I care about you. I want you to be successful. And I think responsibility is a very important thing. You know, we can work anything out as long as you're truthful, honest. I mean, it's great being at East Catholic because I can do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm able to stop and say, you know, make them realize that their behavior might not make them so successful. So they turn it around very quickly. And I think they need to know why I'm doing it also. I don't just correct them and then move on. They need to know why I'm correcting them and why they need to pretty much, you know, behave and learn.
So it's just like I can remember my parents saying, Tom, yes or no to something that I wanted to do or not do. And I'll say, but why? And sometimes they'd say, well, because I said so. But then they would tell me a little bit about their reasoning about not buying something or not going somewhere or getting the latest toy that my friends had. There's a more teachable moment than just saying, because this is just the way it is. Right. The students really, you're taking the time out that you're able to share that with them instead of yes and no, but why?
Yes.
And then they kind of learn from that, hopefully.
Right. And try to get them to look at both sides. Okay. Mm-hmm. What would happen if we would continue like this? And, you know, we also teach a lot of study skills because some children just need help on learning how to study. And you just have them look at it. Yeah. What would happen if we did it this way? What would happen if we did it this way? So you choose which one do you think is best. And it sort of gives them ownership of their education and even their behavior.
So, David, the foundation that East Catholic has with the faith, the academics, the whys, they're two important priorities. But your students, they're also active with community service, athletics, and also in the arts and on stage. Can you give us some examples?
Oh, we have coming up. We're doing Aladdin Junior coming up later this school year. Our athletic teams are phenomenal. We have a great parent group that really runs the athletic department. Our students are very involved from basketball court to volleyball to soccer, cross country. Then you get into the community things, and when we have celebrated Catholic Schools Week, and just the charity that we saw. Mm. One of the things that we did is we had a huge peanut butter and jelly drive to kind of thank Sister Judith, the former principal, mm-hmm. for all her years. And it was something that she always did. And it's something that we wanted to continue as a thank you and as a way to really honor her for all the years she did for East Catholic and in her venture into education.
Keep that tradition.
Absolutely.
On. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't go wrong with that. Now, Jackie, you have a big gala coming up just in a couple weeks, March the 23rd at Stratego's out in North Huntington off of Route 30, and you invite some of our distinguished alumni. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what the gala is all about?
Sure. The gala is one of our biggest fundraisers, mm-hmm. and it's also a time where we come together as an East Catholic family and families in the parishes as nice. Well that support, and we just have a very fun evening. We also have this year, and we had last year, Cody Sable. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a painter that's pretty popular. He's done a lot with the Penguins and the sports teams, but he will be there also. And our distinguished alumni, this is the first year that we're doing this, and I think it's an excellent idea. One of the things that I love also about being if you want to call me, veteran teacher, I'm able to keep in touch with a lot of my former students on Facebook. We message each other, and I get to see them. A lot of them come back and observe in the classroom and want to be teachers themselves. And I actually had one come up to me and say, you're the reason why I want to be a teacher. There's nothing better than hearing that. But our distinguished alumni from Good Shepherd this year works at NASA in Maryland.
Wow.
And she's actually worked on Mission 4 on the Hubble Space Telescope. So we're very proud of all of our students. But, you know, when you're able to keep in touch with them and see them grow and see them get married and have children and stay with their faith, and close to God, that's,
local,
you know, there's nothing
good,
better,
you know?
Than that. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. And hopefully it'll be an ongoing thing. And it's really nice because we have a lot of former students who've done very well and are very active even in church. And so it's going to be nice to
it's
have.
Good to, it's kind of like a reunion, too, for the students and the families, the parishioners that help support East Catholic, the teachers, the faculty, staff, the clergy. So it's a fun evening to come around dinner, but also for a good cause. And, and toot your own horn of this is the ripple effects of Catholic education, and the kids that walked through those halls many, many years ago or the other former schools, hey, this is what we did. And now look, they're distinguished alumni. So that's fantastic to be able to do that. And David, you want to tell us a little bit about the typical profile of an East Catholic graduate, how he or she is prepared for high school and then growing into adulthood and could work for NASA in the future.
You know, I haven't had my first eighth grade go across the quote-unquote stage yet, but I think my goals for an East Catholic graduate would be to be have that moral foundation, God as your center, the church as your foundation, to have to know that you are educationally competitive with any other student that came out of any other school, to know that you're technologically savvy as well, to really have those foundations, to be able to go in and you hate to say when you send them off that they're going to be competing. High school's a whole different world, and if they go into a public high school, it's a different world for them, and high school in general. So we really want them to be well-rounded, positive citizens, to be able to live the faith, to be able to be leaders. I want leaders. I don't want my students to step out into society and have to follow. I want them to step up to really be leaders of society, whether it be in a school, whether it be on the crew that they have to work on, or you know, like one of our distinguished alumni is the president of Duquesne University. Whatever level it might be, that's where we want them to be, and that's what we expect out of our graduates from East Catholic.
And for people listening this morning, how would they learn more about East Catholic and how can they reach you to come and take a tour?
I would love for them to email me. My email address is principal@eastcatholicschool.org. Our website, which will be under, we're updating our website. It's eastcatholicschool.org. And our phone number is 412-351-5403. And we're on Facebook just like anyone else. And we're getting our Twitter up running here real soon.
You're right off of the Parkway East there?
Right off the Parkway East, 2001 Ardmore Boulevard. We're a little bit hard to find. We just got some new signage down there. But I think we're the best kept secret of the eastern suburbs. I really do.
Yeah, and Forest Hills is a great community.
It is.
The Route 30 area, just fantastic. David Barr, Jackie Fazio, thank you this morning for being with us on Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the St. Anthony Ambassador Committee Swing into Spring. This is going to be held next Thursday, March the 14th. It's Top Golf in Bridgeville. It's right off of Interstate 79. Starts at 6:30 registration, and then from 7 to 10, there'll be a nice buffet, dinner, and golf. Entry forms and payment registration, just go online to benefit St. Anthony School Program at www.stanthonykids.org. StAnthonyKids.org. It's next Thursday, March the 14th, down in Bridgeville at Top Golf. It's Swing into Spring, just a real fun evening, and it helps a great cause. It helps the St. Anthony School program and scholarships for children with special needs. Each player will be assigned to a bay where you enjoy 3 hours of play, a buffet dinner, and you support the scholarship program for St. Anthony's School Programs. Next Thursday, March the 14th, down at Top Golf in Bridgeville, right off of Interstate 79, 7 to 10 p.m., dinner and golf. What a fun evening. We'll see you there next Thursday for St. Anthony's Kids.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.